Tomorrow night, it's fantastic to see you again. Of course, the old president of Central Junior Rugby and your baby here, of course, with the Cauliflower Cup. Fantastic weekend. Teams from all over the place. Mirror of the Carlton, of course, North Lakes. Avoca back with a couple of teams. It's great. Scone, of course, and also Narrabri and Tamworth. Have you found the tournaments a little bit smaller this year, but the great opportunities are there to not only get kids playing rugby, but also the opportunity to support the Cauliflower Club?
Yes, no, it's a lovely day here. It's, you know, the weather's just perfect for playing rugby. All the teams are here in the right spirit, and that's the main thing. They're all having a great time and having a little bit of a comp.
Again, disappointing not to see players, and we've got, 300 kids here. They just need somebody to say good day. We get back on the horse in regards to Central Juniors with four or five carnivals to go. How have you seen the Sunday morning carnivals so far?
Yeah, our gala days are going really strong. Our under-12s this year have got a lot of players in that age group, and they're going really well. You know, it's the same. Those gala days are fantastic family days, and, you know, you travel around everywhere and have a great day of rugby and then pack up and go home. It's really good.
And what about that space between 14s and 16s? Because it's tough yards for every sport. You know, kids are distracted by work and school and all that sort of stuff. But as Friday night comes, they're starting to bear a bit of fruit, but we're going to just have to be a little bit patient, especially with those areas such as Moree and Narrabri, where they really do the hard yards and do the travel.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, up until this year, there hasn't been anywhere for them really to play, so it'll take a couple of years for us to build up and have it where it is. But, you know, we've just got, like you said, be patient and keep battling through. And, you know, there's so many guys are having a great time. They're just really enjoying the rugby. And the Friday nights are fantastic for home games down at each home club. Like, they're getting the crowds in. It's fantastic.
And fantastic results there in the juniors with the various, not only, of course, the country champs, but also state champs as well. You've got to be excited how the girls are going, but overall you're pretty happy not only with the boys and the girls together playing, but also the way they've been coached and just how the whole show was run up in Armidale as well.
Yeah, no, we're absolutely thrilled this year. Our girls win the country in the 15s, win the country champs and come second in the state champs. And this year we sent five teams down to state champs, which is the first time. And we're pretty competitive at our country champs as well. Plenty of teams in the grand final, and we've had four of our open boys make New South Wales teams. So absolutely thrilled with our results.
Now, did you go to all those carnivals? And if so, the same old question, did we see any players at all come down and try and bring some sort of inspiration to all the people that have been working their guts out for the game, from Moree all the way down to Goulburn and out to Walgett and Walker and all these places?
I didn't get to everyone. I do know one or two venues did have some players, but not enough. I mean, the big thing out here is inspiration, and we get a couple of players out here and it just inspires them. The clubs grow, the Regos grow, and the whole game lives.
Of course, the Cauliflower Club is what it's all about as well. They're giving opportunities for kiddies to get out there, get into wheelchairs, get mobile, and of course, with the Invictus Games coming up, that's just going to be a massive inspiration. You can find out more about the Cauliflower Club by going through their website there, cauliflowerclub.org.au. And they'll be out at Forbes for their big day there on Saturday, the 28th of July. Now, of course, great to see that Walshy and Millsy and also Kath Little have done a great job in development. You know, how can we help them out?
Just supporting them. When, you know, they put plenty of events on themselves. They're there helping us, and we just got to give them the same support back.
But these things don't run on air, and Central North Junior Rugby have been well supported by ARTC and also, of course, Santos. Anybody else we can thank? The coaches, the parents as well, they just do a sensational job carding everybody else as the auto bank for children and also, of course, the taxi.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we also had Purse House on board this year and Lawson Grains, and, you know, ARTC and Santos have been fantastic. You know, we wouldn't have been able to get what we've done this year with our rep without their support.
Conglomerate of yours, Park Loose, and tell us a little bit about that. There's been no run. It's been really, really tough with bales being $300 a go and all that sort of stuff. How's business been? And we just simply need rain, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's if only we had sheds full of hay at these prices, it would be fantastic. But at the moment, you know, it's hard for the cocky to buy the hay, but it's also hard for us to supply it because it's just not there. It's too dry and your yields are down. It's just very tough.
This is fine. It's interesting here at the Great Magnificence that is the Bill Rose Complex. We've got the bypass finally put in, so it's nice to see Barnaby get out and have a bit of a go. But that's going to be something that's going to be massive for the town, because extensively Scone's going to turn into the barrel of the north, isn't it? And it's just going to make it such a much more desirable place to live.
Absolutely, and you know, we've seen pictures this week of what the bypass will look like, and you know, I think it's just fantastic for the town. It just lifts it, and you know, a lot of good things will come from it.
Well, no, thank you for your time. You do a great job with Central Junior Rugby. We wish you all the best in our vain attempts to try and get some players to some of these carnivals, but we do have five to go in the season, so get down there and be part of your junior rugby club.